Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, guys, and welcome to my Overnight Success Podcast. I am very excited to be back and connecting with you. I hope you're all doing well and you're keeping positive and healthy and safe. So yeah, it's been an interesting last few weeks. And I've been thinking the other day as I was doing my once a day walk, I've been thinking, you know, there are some positives that have come out from this coronavirus crisis and being in quarantine. And as I was thinking about them, I thought, oh, that would be a great podcast episode. So today I wanted to talk to you about the top five positive things that emerged from my days in quarantine. And I feel you guys can relate to them too. So the first positive is that we are now saving money. I don't know about you guys, but I have been doing a lot of self-care when on my day-to-day basis. So I would love to go and have a blow dry once a week. I would go and have a manicure and pedicure once every week or a couple of weeks. I would go and have my lash extensions. Needless to say, I would have my color done. All those things, you know, these are expenses and these were adding up and I didn't even realize it. Then when I was at the office, I would have my lunch somewhere outside, whether that was a Deliveroo delivery or I would go and pick up some lunch and a coffee from somewhere outside the office. So that's another expense that I'm not doing right now. Then the Ubers, you know, moving from one place to the other, I was taking multiple Ubers per week. So I don't have to spend that either. And then looking at my workouts, I love to go and take classes at different studios that you pay every time you go. So between Barry's and SoulCycle, I was spending a substantial amount of money every week. And then you add a meditation class here, a yoga class there. So I was spending a substantial amount of money on workouts and classes. So if you put that all down, if you put that all together, then we're saving a lot of money. And it just takes you to a point of thinking, we don't need a lot. You know, I think that we're all geared and we're in a times that we're going through in general before the coronavirus, that it's all about consume, 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 and get everything that you can and get the services. And we can live with a lot less. So now that we've all taken a step back, it's really refreshing to know that, yes, we can live with a lot less and we don't need a lot of money to survive. So we've all realized, you know, you can cook at home and eat at home. It can save you so much money and you can do your workout classes at home. And that's another money saver. So yeah, it's something that we all realized during quarantine. And I think you would agree with me. We also don't need to buy clothes. This is a time to go back. And I've gone back into my wardrobe and I found the 10 pieces that I like to wear, a few pairs of leggings, some tops that I like, and boom, that's all I need. I don't need an extensive wardrobe. And that's very, very liberating to know that you don't need a lot. I've actually gone through and cleared out quite a few more pieces from my wardrobe. Of course, I can't give them to charity or do anything with them right now, but I'm putting them aside. I've cleared up. decluttered and I feel so much lighter right now. So again, that's another thing that we don't need to spend, and we realize that we can live with a lot less and it's fine. Which brings me to the next positive, which is we've all become a lot more self-sufficient. So going back to the treatments, and do I need a blow dryer every week? No, but I would go and it would be my time to relax and have a beautiful head massage and have my hair beautifully done. It was usually before an event or something I had to go to. So it's nice to have some professional work done before that, or go and have a facial to relax after a hard week and all that. And I was treating myself, but now I've just had to force myself to do all those things. I've had to figure out how to do my hair. And I've tried one way and another way, and I've tried a few ways, and actually have a mini hair tutorial on my Instagram account under Beauty Hacks on how I do my hair. So I've managed to find a way to do my hair. Is it the exact same result as going to a professional salon? No. But you know what? I have to say it's about 90% there. I guess the only difference is when you go to a salon, it really lasts. So a beautiful blow dry would last for a day. When I do it on my own, it would last for a few hours and definitely not the next day. But it's okay. You know, if I have to do a bit of filming or look cute on a Zoom meeting, it's fine. That's all I need. I don't need a professional to get my hair done. So that's very, very liberating. Same with makeup. I used to have professional makeup before big events and meetings, and that's another way for me to sit down and relax. So now I have put a little bit more effort into doing my makeup properly. And by a trial and error, I found some new tips and tricks on how I can get my makeup done really quickly with a few more steps, using the right brushes and the right makeup products. And again, if you guys want to check them out, go to my Beauty Hacks at the Mrs. Rodial account, where I go through everything that I've learned. And yeah, that's very liberating. Where do you go next? Manicure and pedicure. Never ever in my life have I done my own manicure and pedicure. I mean, I have done it when I was younger in my 20s. Again, you can find lots of cheap places when you can have your mani and pedi done. It looks great and you relax. So I now had to learn how to do my manicure and pedicure. Is it professional level? No, but it's good enough. And one tip for you is I've tried quite a few of the nail polishes, and the one that I find works best for an at-home manicure is the OPI. The OPI colors spread really well. And then I top it up with a product called Sesh Veet that gives you a beautiful shine, and it's a nice finishing clear layer. I don't really do an undercoat. I want to keep it super, super easy. But I'm actually happy. I'm doing my own manicure and pedicure. I'm saving money. I can do it really quickly. I don't have to take time out of my day. So that's exciting too. And then let me move to treatments. Facials, plumping treatments, freezing treatments, all sorts of things that we all used to do. I don't need to do them anymore. What I do is I am using good skincare. Obviously, we have a lot of products at Rodial and Nip and Fab, and we do tons of tutorials. I like the Dragon's Blood Sculpting Gel. I find that when my skin is super thirsty, I slap it on and it just quenches my skin like nothing else. The other thing I do before filming is I put on the Pink Diamond Lifting and Illuminating Mask. And actually the trick that I do, because I feel extremely dehydrated, I actually put two masks back to back. So I would put a mask on, do my work, be on my computer for about 45 minutes. The mask goes dry, take it off, put another mask on. So I do a double layer of the Rodial Pink Diamond Mask. And it is, honestly, guys, it's the same thing as having a facial. Like, I've been having those Hydra facials. This is better, cheaper, quicker, and I do it at the convenience of my own home. So that made me rethink about, do I even need all those pampering treatments and spending all this time going to salons and money? I can do it myself and use my masks. The other thing that I've learned to do is, this is a new thing for me, but I was obsessed with lashes with lash extensions. It was such a great feeling to wake up in the morning and go to the gym and have those lash extensions there and not have to worry about doing any eye makeup. But now they've all gone, so I'm back to my real lashes. And so what I've been doing is I've been using the Rodial Lash and Brow Growth Serum that has growth peptides, and it's amazing. So I use it in the evening before I go to bed. I'm doing this technique of doing an extra thick layer of liner on my upper eyelid, and I use the Rodial Liquid Concealer in black. And that really does the trick. It lifts my eye, it gives a definition, and I'm obsessed with it. This is my new thing, and I've been doing it for a month now. And then I go in with the Rodial XXL Mascara. It's our number one best-selling mascara and best-selling makeup product, actually. And it just thickens and lengthens the lashes and gives them volume. And I have to say that, yes, I mean, I have to put a couple of minutes into doing my eye, but it probably gives me 90% of the effect as the fake lashes. So I'm going to keep on doing that. And again, that saves me a lot of money. And actually just lying down for an hour and a half and having my lashes done, how painful is that? How boring is that? I don't know if you guys have had it, but let me know, because it is very painful and it's such a waste of time. I do put and listen to a podcast while I'm sitting down or listen to something, but yeah, I'm glad I don't have to do it. So this is another thing I've learned to do during quarantine, and I feel very liberated to be self-sufficient, to be doing all my treatments myself. You know, how amazing is that? The third positive thing that has come out of this quarantine is that I personally got out of my comfort zone on so many levels. The first thing I want to mention is Instagram lives. So I always had the fear about doing those lives. And at the beginning, it was funny when I first saw people doing lives, when we all went in self-isolation, every minute someone would go in doing a live showing us, oh, this is what I'm cooking, or I'm just chatting with my friend. And it was pointless. And I was actually posting memes of, you know, how I can't get another live. You know, this is crazy. Everyone's posting lives, insane. And then I started getting on a few and watching a few. And I thought, you know what, a live makes sense if you have a purpose, if you know what you're doing it, if you're giving advice, if you're connecting with your audience, and you come up with something useful that improves people's lives, whether that's education, whether that's entertainment, but you have to have a purpose while you're doing it. So after watching a few, I thought, you know what, why don't give it a go and let's just suck at something. Let's do something that I'm really bad at. And, you know, worst comes to worst, I'll do it. No one shows up to watch. And then it's gone. So I can challenge myself. I can give it a go and see how it goes. And I did my first live and it went fine. You know, I watched it again and I thought, oh, I can improve on this. Oh, I can improve on that. And, you know, we are our worst own critics. So I criticize myself a lot. But then I made some points. This is what I liked and this is what I like to change next time. So I put together some thoughts. And on my second live, I got 8 times the viewers as I did on my first one. And that was super exciting. And then I posted it on IGTV and I got tens of thousands of likes and tens of thousands of views. So, you know what? It's a process. And every time I do a live now, I'm learning and I'm fine tuning it. And when I go back to my first live, which I actually deleted, I couldn't watch it anymore. It's okay. Well, I've come a long way, but I've put myself in a new situation. I got myself out of my comfort zone. I've learned new skills. And that feels really exciting. So moving to the next positive from being in quarantine is discovering new workout classes. And even going past the point of saving money from going to all those amazing classes out that we have here in London and everywhere, it made me discover some new workout classes that I would never have tried. So I'm on this streaming class, The Box, and they actually have some boxing classes. And me and boxing, we don't go together. But then there was one day that I missed my regular class and a boxing class came up. It's called Flex and Punch. And I said, you know what? Let me put it on. I'm going to start it. It's part of my streaming service. It doesn't cost me anything. I don't have to go anywhere. Let me give it a go. If I start and 10 minutes into it, I hate it, I can always switch it off. And I started the class. There was a little bit of stretching at the beginning. It felt good. And then we started punching, super light. But you know what? I actually enjoyed it. It was a very, very light upper body workout. Usually most of the workouts that are cardio related are lower body. So this got my heartbeat up, got me to work out with my arms a bit more. And I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. And I'm going to try it again. And it's one of those things that I would never, ever have tried if I would have to go to a gym and commit myself to a class and be there for 45 minutes to an hour and then be embarrassed to leave if, you know, if I didn't like it and embarrass myself and the instructor. So it's a great way when you're at home and you have access to all those amazing streaming services that we have to be able to try new things. And my point number five to some of the positives that we have found out in quarantine is that I personally feel I got more tech savvy. And where do we even start? Using Zoom? I'm generally very, very technologically challenged, and everything new that has to do with technology, whether it's like a new laptop, a new phone, a new app, logging in, creating an account, having a password, like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm very old school. So Zoom was my first sort of getting out of my comfort zone with technology, and I figured it out. And you guys should listen to my episode on how to look hot on Zoom, which has my whole Zoom experience. And then other online packages and systems that we've had in the business that I got myself to get into a bit more detail. So I never used to look at Google Analytics, and now I'm all over it. I'm checking and I'm testing and I'm speaking to our teams. It just gave me a new perspective on how to analyze data to make the right decisions. And not only that, I got a new phone just before we went on quarantine, and I was dreading moving my old phone to the new phone. And I had this phone sitting, believe it or not, on my desk for about a month. So when I had a bit more time and I felt a bit more calm here in quarantine, I opened the phone and I did the whole transfer, and I felt really good about it. So even small things that I got the time and the calm and the intention to sit down and do that were technology related, that made me feel really good and made me feel confident about my tech skills. I mean, you know, let's not take it too far. I'm not going to be a tech wizard suddenly, but I have learned a few tricks, and it just gave me more confidence that I can do more. So these were my five positives from being in quarantine and what we learned and how we can get out of this situation being better, more self-sufficient, more liberated, and feeling better about ourselves. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, do connect with me on my at Mrs. Rodial account and let me know if you have any comments, if you can relate to what I'm talking about. Let's just keep the conversation going. And I would love for you guys to check out my two books, How to Be an Overnight Success, How to Make It Happen, where we go a little bit deeper into any issue that has to do with motivation, setting goals, getting out of our comfort zone, and you can read a lot more about it. Have a wonderful day and see you next time. Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.